The other day I spilled a Coke on the dash and it boiled. The record morphed into a Pepto Tesla coil. I slammed the door and the airbags that black burns. And it blasted Black Sabbath backwards. And I don't even own any Sabbath tapes.
I was actually wondering if you could please pick a few up because Ozzy rocks.
What the f*** did the car just say? Wait, what the f***? Did the car just talk? That's take the keys, take the jug of antifreeze, the little plastic trees, if you please. From now on, the squad walks. It's like more environmental.
Alright, let's see what the damage is here. Well, fluids have all been topped off. No undesirable hotspots. Wheels had just a few rocks. I tightened all of the lug nuts. I'm no priest or pastor, so don't quote me if you're pressed. In my professional opinion, your Honda's possessed.
Let me make sure I understand the situation. You're telling me the Honda has a demonic occupation? This is a problem we really need to address. But what do you do with a Honda possessed? This whole situation's bizarre. Why does it keep telling us the door is ajar? I'm getting tired of its abominable verbosity. What are we gonna do about this Pismo Pink atrocity?
It's been a long time, so you might not have stayed on top of this, but I've evolved from webmaster to cyberspace prophet. If arcane knowledge is of use, then I can simply query it to this Oculus I hotwired with cerebral inputs. Okay, let's see. Haunted dolls, houses, amulets. Cadillacs getting closer, Toyotas, wait for it. Broken down, ghosted up, Honda Accords? There's one fix.
I don't suppose one of you is an exorcist?
Our Honda's haunted, we've seen some horrors. We call upon four corners.
Not gonna push up my glasses and read biblical passages. I'm making mad dashes to appeal to the masses. Now give me some voodoo and maybe some Cthulhu. What would Harry Potter do in the movies on Hulu? Grab the dusty books from all the crannies and nooks. Pay local DJs for the hooks and the looks. Busting out on machine plays. The shows and mad beats. Spitting rhymes on FaceTime, Facebook Live and the tweets.
Yo, I saw you cry for help on social media. Check out these tips I found on Wikipedia. Could be your car's got a spirit seeking revenge. It may go back to normal if you let it kill you and your friends. Or if you've got a rocket propelled grenade launcher that often works wonders on automobile haunters. Last resort, you can try a bulldozer. Just make sure that you crush that car over and over and over.
Hey, that doesn't sound quite right what you're stating. I have searched on the world wide web and found ratings of local experts with the skills required to eliminate the spirits that we don't admire. Promoted on Bing, yes, that's still a thing. 2 stars on Yelp, but we need the help. They can analyze the problem and come up with a scheme to return this car to a dumb machine.
I can help you and I'll put you on a better path. There's a movie that you need to see, it's called The Craft. There's four corners, four elements, and it's a fact. Earth, air, fire, water, yeah, it's all of that. To get your car back how it was, minus the evil spirits, you'll need an expert, not me, but you'll be pleased to hear it. I know just who to call, she's capable and inexpensive, but it's crucial that your heart is in it.
Our Honda's haunted, we've seen some horrors. We call upon
straight. You have a ghost in your car, and you came to me because you want to scare it off? Well, okay, it's bizarre, but it could be fun. And if you're paying up front, sure, let's get her done. I invoke the spirit, call up on the four corners, north and south and east and west, across the land and borders. I bind this vehicle from causing harm and causing violence. Enjoy the silence, plus you'll get better gas mileage.
Not to mention that my carbon footprint's next to nothing. Just a universal benefit of Honda haunting. How rude of me not introducing myself. Ever since the hit and run, I don't quite feel like myself. Hi, they call me Honda, but in life I was Alfonso. Apologize when I was struck by this car in Toronto. Must have fused with the engine with my very last gas. And if you'll have me, it's an honor to have your foot on the gas.
Wait a minute, hold on, stop squad. Let's take a second, time out. I'm feeling hesitant, it's evident, let's check in.
Before we proceed, all things considered, I think back in Toronto, we may have hit a guy. But then again, we may have just hit the jackpot. He's the ultimate co-pilot, GPS, and mascot. Should we banish him? I'm thinking we could rap with him. He seems so sweet, and he gets it was an accident.
Okay, that's legit. Maybe we don't really need an exorcist. It's unexpected, but I'm thinking this is excellent. This could be something beneficial for all of y'all. We'll charge admission just to sit within a haunted car. Always wanted a vehicle to talk like Kit. Plus, it's Canadian. We go for dual citizenship. And if it sticks, that's a bonus. Either way, we'll manage. And this can work to our advantage.
Our Honda's haunted. We've seen some horrors. We call upon four corners. Our Honda's haunted. haunted. We've seen some horrors.